What's up, everyone? Roy here, and you are listening to the Balanced Male podcast series. This episode is a celebration. It's a celebration for a lot of reasons. The main one is that today marks 5 years of this platform. I can't believe that I'm saying that, but this platform, this podcast has been around for 5 years. I am amazed and humbled that I'm even saying that. I had an idea that this would be something cool, and still to just think that it's been 5 years and a bunch of episodes of me sharing, people sharing stories and thoughts and feelings. And so it's just cool. It's awesome. And I wanted to take this opportunity to celebrate, to thank all of you for your support, and to reintroduce myself and this platform, because I know a lot of you that are listening and that are supporting are new to it. I know that there's a good bunch of you that have been with me since the start, and I'm super grateful for that. And just kind of just sit in this space of just amazement and celebration for just this podcast. So I want to start with some numbers. You know, including this one, it'll be 78 episodes. Just too shy of 80, but still, 78's a cool number. There have been 31 dad talks, which means 31 fathers have come on and been vulnerable and courageous enough to share their stories and have conversations with me about being a father, their fathers, what they have learned, what fatherhood means to them, and all of that. There have been 11 episodes of the We Were in a Cult. Well, there'll be 12 after this week, which is awesome too. And that means that 12 people have been vulnerable as well and courageous enough to come on and share their stories of their issues with the ICOC, what they've learned, the hurt, the abuse, the stress, the struggles of getting out and learning how to be whole and heal what they went through. And that means there's 46 other episodes of me just sharing what I'm learning and going through and my exploration of what it means to be a man, what it means to honor masculinity that's in me, and what does that word even mean. So it's pretty cool. Oh, and also, this number is blowing my mind. I've had over 7,000 downloads of the episodes, which is also super humbling and blows my mind to think that 7,000 people or times that I've posted something, people have listened. It's a cool thing, and I thank you guys for that, because it's an amazing thing when you set out to create something and you deal with all the stuff that comes from that, the insecurities, the frustrations, the roadblocks, the constant tripping up, and to see that what you're creating is being received. So it's rad. And it's rad because, you know, for one thing, what the podcast is now versus what I thought it was going to be is totally different. Well, not totally different. But definitely, in these last few months, the focus has been on faith and church and all of that. And, you know, really when you create something like this, it sort of begins to get sort of a mind of its own. And that's what I've sort of found out with this. And, you know, when it starts to take all of these turns, and it really has taken these turns, and I've just been doing it off of sort of my need to get out more of my story and what I'm seeing and learning, but also all of you and the that have listened and come on and the engagement of it. And so, like, you can resist it or you can kind of follow the flow. And that's just been kind of my mantra for this, is I'm just going to follow sort of the flow of what this is becoming. And it's becoming such a beautiful and cool thing. And, I mean, I kind of knew that I would be sitting here at some point talking about my church, but I didn't know it would be to the extent that I was. But really, you know, when I go back to the title of my podcast, The Balanced Male, you know, a part of my journey in finding balance and healing is my journey through healing from the trauma and the pain of the church I was a part of. So, which leads me to my first, because I want to talk about the whys of the podcast, but it leads me to the first why, and the reason that I wanted to do this was the power of a story. Now, I believe that stories do a few things. I think stories can connect us, stories can heal us, and stories can empower us. And what I find when I'm talking about my life and I'm sharing my stories, I find that the people that are listening connect with it. My story is also their story, which in turn changes my story to our story. Because in so many ways, we are all living and experiencing the same thing. Some of you might not have been a part of our church, but you know what it's like. Most of us know what it's like to be in institutions that become way too controlling or causes pain. And a lot of us have pain and trauma from our childhood. And so we see that when we're sharing our stories and we listen to them and we're identifying with the stories, like I know a lot of you are, it makes you feel a little less alone. And when you feel that you're not the only one going through something, and a lot of people are going through something similar to you, I think that's when healing can happen. And listening to these stories, from what I'm hearing from you guys is that listening to these stories is healing just by listening. And then through healing, it becomes powerful, because to heal is powerful. And to let go of something that has been holding you down and holding you back or whatever is, it gives you strength. And that's what I wanted to do, because personally, I love podcasts. I love listening to stories. I love watching movies. I love reading books and identifying with characters and with other people, because life can feel very isolating. Right? And we get caught up in the everyday things that we're doing and the issues of the day and the struggles and the hurts and the pain and whatever's coming, and it can feel like we're the only ones. And then, I mean, I feel, you know, a lot of ways I felt like I was the only one dealing with the church or dealing with, you know, what does it mean to be a man nowadays and what does it mean to be a father? But through listening to people's stories and that sharing, it has provided a lot of healing for me. And even the opportunity to get to share is very healing, because it gets us off our chest. I mean, all of you that have come on, I could probably, I know for a fact that I've seen just in your body language the healing that has come and the lightness that you feel by just talking through stuff. So yeah, the power of a story. It's amazing. You know, and another why was because, you know, I started this around the time that my wife was pregnant, and I noticed that there wasn't a community as much as fathers to sort of talk about what we're going through. I noticed with my wife and with women, it was a lot of like rallying around her with just the, being able to just, they would like hold the space for her and listen and talk. And it was just very like sort of innate in them to just communicate what they're going through, what they went through, what they're feeling and all of that. And I just felt that as a culture, it's like fathers were not either involved as much, or we don't know how to communicate what we're going through or feeling, which is kind of with another why that I can get to in a second. But I just kind of wanted to, I was just kind of trying to understand, you know, my role as a father and wanting to listen to other fathers talk and learn from other fathers and learn from each other and provide a space where, you know, guys could feel free to come on and just share about their dad, share about what they're learning. Because, you know, I don't think enough of us really realize that we have a lot to share. I'm talking about fathers and their parents in particular, but fathers, that we have a lot to share that will help. And I don't think that a lot of us feel though that what we have to share is important, and maybe that's why, you know, fathers don't talk a lot. But it's just been really cool to be in this space and to listen to 31 dads. And I've learned a ton from all of them. And it's safe to assume that you guys have learned a ton from them as well. And I hope that more fathers can come on and share. We can talk and learn more. Which leads me to my other why. And that was just sort of what it means for me to be a man. And my sort of trying to find an answer to the question of what is masculinity. And I did, and I'm say that because, you know, my view of masculinity, and I think a lot of our views of masculinity or men or what it means to be a father or a person in this world is based on other people. It's based on what we saw as a kid, because it's in those times of our lives that we develop our realities, what it means to, what this all means, right? So my father was, I've said this many times, he was very different from other fathers. You know, he taught me that a man can be compassionate, nurturing, loving, and supportive. My dad was the first one I ever saw cry. My dad was an amazing baker. My dad was a very loving, loving man. And so that's what I felt a man is supposed to be. And another thing that I want to mention is my dad, I never felt that he was sort of the head of the house in a sense that it was like we were all under him. There was this like, the head of our house was my mom and dad. It was this partnership. And so those things, this is just how I developed what I thought a man should be and a father should be. And then as I was growing older, I just sort of noticed that it wasn't the norm. And I've said this before, but it's like, you know, I thought of it as a negative thing. And then as I've gotten older, I've sort of embraced it. And I just wanted to keep talking about this, because I think a lot of us men feel stuck and we don't know what we're doing. And we're just doing it based off the men that have come before us. And I think in a lot of ways, it hasn't been the most positive of experiences, or there hasn't been a wealth of experience for us to draw on. And we're wishing that there was more, you know? And so, it just, which leads me to why it's even called the balanced male, and it's a part of this sort of why, and it was because of someone called me balanced because I was balanced in my emotions, and I was making fun of myself for crying as much as I do about things. And my friend was just telling me that it's like, no, it's not a bad thing. You're just balanced. And then I was like, okay, that's cool. So it led me to sort of like my next why, which was sharing how I found this balance in my life. And I'll tell you, once you start a podcast about balance, you really find how imbalanced sort of you are. And the quest for balance is an imbalanced quest and all of these things. It's really funny. And I just wanted to sort of share what I see, my perspective, what I'm learning, because I thought that, you know, why not? Who am I? You know, I used to think, who am I to share this? But, you know, who am I not to share this? And I've shared a lot, and I'm pretty proud of what I've shared, and I believe in what I've shared. And I hope that some of you guys can see that and think, you know, if you have a thought, or if you have feelings like, oh, this would be cool to share, just share it. It's so easy to do this. And more often than not, you'll find people that will be like, yeah, that's pretty cool. Thank you for sharing that. And yeah, thank you for listening, you know? And then the last why is just sharing the story of my life in church and how I found healing through it. And this was something that I thought would be a small part, which is kind of silly that I thought that, because it's the biggest part of my life. You know, in the beginning of this, I talked about finding balance for me was sort of asking what you need in your life, and then making those things that you need your pillars, and then constantly feeding those pillars, because those pillars become your foundation for your life. And so your pillars can be anything. For me, my pillars are physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And so what I mean by that is I have to feed those four areas of my life for me to feel healthy, happy, and whole. And if you want to know more about that, you can look into, I think it's my third or fourth episode, and I'll talk more about that. And so really quickly, what that means is, so I'm always needing to be doing something physical. That's what I'm eating, working out, exercising, health, and wellness. Then the mental is just reading and learning. I'm always reading books. I think that the mind is a muscle that we need to keep engaging with. You know, it's like that term, if you don't use it, you lose it. My emotional is just engagement with my wife and my son, and therapy. And then the spiritual is, you know, what does it all mean? And that's sort of been the one that has taken up a bunch of my time. And I've talked about this numerous times, that a lot of times you're not going to be feeding these things in equal measure, because at certain times in your life, things are going to require more of your mind and your attention. And all of us that are parents know that, you know, sometimes it feels like everything requires all of our attention and our heads won't explode, but I digress. But I wanted to share my story because my story is wild. Being a part of the church that I was a part of was intense, and it has infected all areas of my life. I mean that. The things that have happened to me through that church have found their way into every area of my life. How I view the world, how I view my worth, how I view my role as a man, how I view how others should view me, all of that. And it's crazy, and it's something that I'm constantly healing. I've spent thousands of dollars in therapy to heal. But I've also, for some reason, found my way through it And I'm in this place that is lighter, and I want to share that with people because I think that there's a way through this. And I also am in a place where I'm still engaging with that. And I want to share what that means to engage with God, Source, the Divine, whatever you want to call it, after coming out of something like that. The biggest thing I found is that, which is so powerful and sounds so simple, is that it can be however you want, whenever you want, or whatever you want. But I wanted to provide a space for me to share. And then it sort of happened because to have other people come and share, because I want to hear if people felt the way I do. You know, our church was huge. We had at some point at least something like 700,000 members have come and gone in our church since its inception. And being that I'm nowhere near where I was as a kid, I don't get to see people as much that were part of it, and I don't get to hear people's stories. And I just want to feel, I wanted to feel that a little less crazy, you know, and I wanted to hear if people went through the same thing I went through, if people were feeling the way I went through. And there's a resounding yes. And so just as much as I'm providing a platform for men and for fathers to come on to heal and to share their stories, I'm doing that with people from the church. And so my hope and vision for this is that I can continue doing it. Continue to allow for fathers to come on, continue to share my thoughts, continue to have people from our church on. And I can't wait to see what this platform will be in 5 years. Can't wait to see what this will become, how it all is going to form. So again, thank you all for listening, for your support in this. Thank you to all of the dads that have come on to share their stories. Thank you to all of the people from the church that have come on to share their stories. This has become incredibly healing for me and for other people. And so here's to 7 to 70,000 more downloads to 5 more years. So yeah, if you're a dad and you want to come on and share your story, you can reach out to me. If you are a member of the ICOC and you want to come on and share your story, you can contact me through Instagram at the Balanced Meal Podcast page. You can DM me there, or you can email me at balancedmealpcast@gmail.com. Until next time, guys, peace.